Com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Tuesday, March 3rd edition. Greatly appreciate Stacy and everything Dr. Gary Willey's doing over there in Sheboygan. Also in the afternoons, he drives after lunch over to Onaway. He's had an office there in Onaway for years, actually grew up in the area. And he travels every single day. So as soon as he's done with the folks in Sheboygan, he has some lunch and heads over to Onaway. So greatly appreciate him and all of the technologies and different holistic things that they can do for you there at his chiropractic office. Again, located at 323 North Main Street, right there in downtown Sheboygan, right across the street from the PNC Bank. So you can't miss it. Just look for the PNC Bank, and it's on the west side of the road. Text me Laser, L-A-S-E-R, and I'll text you the phone number, their address, and you can give them a call and discuss anything that's ailing you. Got to tell you, folks, I've been to a lot of chiropractors in my life. I believe in chiropractic care. I've been doing it ever since I was in my 20s. And when Vicki and I lived downstate, we went to different chiropractors. When we lived in the Birmingham area, I went to the Semlo Brothers in Rochester on Rochester Road. Then when we moved to the eastern side of Macomb County, we started going to Richard Herford. He's on 23 Mile Road in I-94 between Gratiot and 94. Been to numerous chiropractors over the years since we've moved to northern Michigan. And I got to tell you, Dr. Gary Willey is, in my opinion, the most experienced, absolutely different techniques of chiropractic adjustments, more so than any other chiropractor I've ever been to in my entire life. Not to say anything bad about Rick Randall and Carly Fardell in Elk Rapids and the other folks on 14th Street that I've gone to in Traverse City. But Dr. Gary Willey has a mechanical engineering background. He also was a pilot and then went to Palmer College to become a chiropractor. And some of his methods, just by using his hands, his fingers, and his thumb, he can absolutely feel your spine, feel where the impingements are, and just has a very unique way of doing chiropractic care. If you've never gone to a chiropractor, I highly recommend you go see Dr. Gary Willey. The guy is phenomenal. Again, mornings in Sheboygan, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Onaway in the afternoons. If you have anything that is hurting you in any way, shape, or form, you need to get a hold of them. Again, text me Laser, L-A-S-E-R, and I'll give you the phone number, 231-627-4300. That also is the office phone number for the chiropractic center. So want to get that into the record for you. And if, again, you need it, just text me, 231-360-5140. Just text me the word Laser, L-A-S-E-R. Well, we've got an election coming up this year. The federal government has asked for an expedited hearing on its appeal challenging the dismissal of its lawsuit seeking Michigan's full electronic voter list. Filed on Friday, the United States Department of Justice Attorney General Pam Bondi is arguing the rush is necessary because the case, quote, raises an issue of urgency with regards to the security of elections, end quote, in the country. In the filing, it says Michigan's next federal election is rapidly approaching on November 3rd. From the filing with the from the U.S. Department of Justice, it continues to read, Michigan voters need to know that its elections are secure and that non-citizens, deceased people, and voters with multiple records are not registered to vote in this upcoming election. Now, what part of this election, folks, is federal? Can anybody text me the answer to that question? We know that we're electing a new governor. We're electing a new Secretary of State, Attorney General, Supreme Court Justice. Which office makes this a federal election? Federal election. Anybody? U.S. Senate. Mike Rogers, endorsed by President Trump, Bernadette Smith, Genevieve Peters-Scott are running on the Republican side, and there's numerous Democrats running on the Democrat side. Well, guess what? Because of that one race here in the state of Michigan, the government wants the parties to have briefs filed in the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals by April 1st, with oral arguments scheduled for the month of April. However, the Department of Justice noted that the Michigan attorneys have indicated that they oppose the motion to expedite the appeal. Sherry Hardman, Secretary of State spokesperson, confirmed the department objected to the expedited briefing schedule. Now they, Secretary of State's Jocelyn Benson's office, has filed a motion to dismiss, which was granted by the court, the lower court, based on the fact that, quote, Michigan is a more proactive in updating voters' registrations when they move within the state, reducing the need to send confirmation notices and subsequently cancel the registration because the address has already been updated. This explains why Michigan has a lower total cancellation rate than some other states. It's updating more registrations, thereby leaving fewer needing to be canceled, and treating updates as changes to registrations, not cancellations and re-registrations as some states do it. Okay, that's all fine and good, allegedly. I don't believe it, but okay, for the record, assume what they just said in their motion to dismiss is an accurate statement. Assume that. If that's the case, then what's the problem in turning over the full electronic voters qualified voting list? Because what they're basically saying in the motion to dismiss, people, is that they are fixing the registrations. Give you a perfect example. Got an elderly couple living up here in, I'll use, for example, my former neighbors next door, Brad and Joan Brown on Barnes Road in Quartz Lake Township, Michigan. They were getting elderly. Things were not as they used to be. While driving, unfortunately, Brad was driving the vehicle, and they got involved in a very serious auto accident. The police report read that it was Brad's fault because he turned in front of oncoming traffic. Well, Brad is a sweetheart of a gentleman. I love both Brad and Joan. Dear neighbors, Vicki and I have gone over to their homes many times to watch Michigan State basketball, Michigan State football with them. We're Spartans, and loved to visit with them. We'd take a few snacks over. They'd have a few snacks, and we just would have a great time watching sports together. You cannot meet two of the most nicest people on planet Earth. Never once did I ever hear them ever say anything bad about anybody. They loved everybody. If they were critical of anybody, they would always try to talk with them and work it out, the differences. But they would not say anything bad about them. They just have a different opinion, and it's America. When they sold their home here in Antrim County, they moved down to a senior assisted living facility downstate, I believe in the Grand Rapids area, to be closer to their kids. Her daughter, son-in-law, the grandboys, she was so proud of her grandsons because both of them were going to Michigan State. They wanted to be closer, and also so the daughter, son-in-law, even the grandsons could be there to drive them to the Myers. They love Myers. They love shopping at Myers. Get their prescriptions, take them to their doctor's appointments or whatever. Now, this was about 4 years ago, 2022. Cheryl Guy, the former clerk of Antrim County, with full transparency disclosure, my wife, Victoria Bishop, is now the clerk of Antrim County. Cheryl Guy still had him on the qualified voter files for the November 5th, 2024 election. We know this because Vicki went in and looked at all of Torch Lake Township residents, looked at our friends, the people we know here in our township, and found that Joan and Brad were still on the qualified voter files. They moved away. Now, if this motion to dismiss by the Secretary of State, because they don't remove or cancel, they simply update their address, then why were they still on the Antrim County qualified voter files 2 years after they moved to Grand Rapids? I'm not buying their motion. We're going to continue this story. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
Now, my favorite truck driving song. Amazing Rhythm Aces, No End in Sight. When I was out 3 to 4, 5, 6 weeks, sometimes just burnt out on truck driving, 10, 12, 14,000 miles, it's like, that's it, I'm done. It's time to go home to Miss Vicky. Get me a load back to Michigan, I'm going home. And I'd play that song over and over and over again. Feds, federal government, want, per certain federal laws, to review Michigan's electronic qualified voter list for this upcoming election in November. They've been turned down at the lower courts. Now they're asking for it to be expedited in an appeal with the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals and to have oral arguments begin on April 1st. Well, Jocelyn Benson doesn't want that to happen. And the major argument she's using, folks, in their motion to dismiss is simply not true. They might say it, but they are not updating registrations. When you move within the state of Michigan, they don't take you from Antrim County and put you down in Kent County. Again, I just recited a perfect example of it. Vicky found Brad and Joan Brown, who had moved in 2022 down to Grand Rapids, were still and were listed as able to vote on November 5th of 2024. Vicky removed them. Because we know for a fact they no longer live on Barnes Road. We have a new neighbor. Well, the Department of Justice sued Michigan back in September for failing to produce the statewide voter registration list upon request. This was done on September 25th. In February, just last month, U.S. District Judge Hala Jarboo, J-A-R-B-O-U, dismissed the lawsuit. holding that the federal HAVA, Help America Vote Act, as well as the National Voters Registration Act and the Civil Rights Act of 1960 do not allow the United States to obtain the state's full unredacted voter registration list. I totally disagree. And I'll tell you why, Judge Jarboe. If you actually take the time to read HAVA, the Help America Vote Act, the National Voters Registration Act, and the Civil Rights Act of 1960, it says that they have the right to ensure that the elections in states follow these federal statutes, these federal acts. And the argument that Jocelyn Benson is using is not valid because our Social Security numbers are nowhere on any of our voter registrations. The biggest argument Benson is using, folks, is that our Michigan qualified voter files contain private information. That is not true. Our Social Security numbers are nowhere on our voter registrations, anywhere. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask you guys to do something. If you're going to vote on May 5th in a special election, you need to check with your local township clerks because, yes, there are some special elections on May 5th. If you live in the 35th State Senate District, you're electing a new state senator. But every other county in the state of Michigan may have some special elections in certain school districts and certain townships. In May, if you go to vote, I want you to fill out the application for a ballot. You know, when you walk in, there's that little pad with a pencil. They want you to put your name and where you live and which district you live, and they want you to sign it. The reason they want you to sign it is because they want to compare your signature to your driver's license signature, which you have to present with the application for the ballot, and they pull you up in the electronic poll book. And they look at your signature to compare it to your driver's license and to your application for a ballot. Right then, when they're looking at your qualified voter file, ask them, is my Social Security number on that record, what you're looking at on that poll book, in that laptop you're looking at? No. No, it's not. Do I have the right to take a picture of my qualified voter file? Can you spin that laptop around and let me take a picture of it? You should be able to do it because it's your file. She's holding your driver's license. Your driver's license has a signature on it. You just signed an application for a ballot. Plus, they have a signature that she's looking at in the qualified voter file. Can I take a picture of it? If you do that and don't mind sharing it with me, let me know if your Social Security number is in there. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.